This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say,
like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
it certainly is a huge welcome. Good evening, one and all. This is Ben Simmons. This is the show that goes like this. And I'm delighted to say, after a hiatus last week where I missed her, Winnie, the station cleaner, is back in the station. Winnie!
Oh, Mr. Simmons, there was nothing high about me last week. Don't start rumours like that.
Terribly
oh,
sorry.
Oh, no, my hiatus was not high at all.
Let's not talk about your hiatus.
Oh, mate. No. Like, I've been to the hospital and everything about that.
Have you?
Oh, yes, it's not good.
No, but it's lovely to have you back. I missed you last
week. It's nice to be back, yes. Yeah. I can't find the Hoover.
Really?
Have you seen the Hoover anywhere?
Is it a Henry?
No.
A Dyson?
No, I might be.
Could be a shark.
No, it's not a shark. It hasn't got any teeth.
Right, I'm out of
just
Hoover.
Just about sucks as well.
Does it, literally?
Oh, no, it's not like the old Hoovers of the beats as it sweeps, it cleans. Oh, I did like those.
Yes.
Have you seen my Willy? Has he been in today?
He's not been in as far as I know.
Okay.
No, but...
That's good. I don't like him around. He puts me off.
Some of the other people might have seen him. I've only just got him myself, Winnie, so you know.
Oh, you're lazy so-and-so then.
Yeah, I'm just a part-timer.
I've been working since 5:30 this morning.
Just cleaning this station?
No.
Oh, right. You
no,
do
I
other
do
jobs.
Other things as well.
Yeah.
Chancellor of the Exchequer.
You clean his...
No, place? I'm Chancellor of the Exchequer.
Right. That's a bit responsibility.
I know they call me someone else just in case.
Yeah, because it's...
But I'm the one that presses the buttons, Mr. Simmons.
I had no idea. What
oh,
brilliant,
yes.
Brilliant second job you've got.
Oh, yes, I hold the purse of the country. And Willie won't even give me a fiver to go down to the shops, get a loaf of bread and some pint of milk.
Surely you don't need to rely on handouts from your husband. If you're controlling billions of the government's money, you could find something somewhere for yourself.
Oh, no, it's all above board.
Is it?
No.
Oh, of course.
We're enough trouble as it is, Mr. Simmons, don't you know? Do you not read the newspapers?
With the old Treasury, it's all got to add up, the numbers, isn't it, I guess?
That's right. Next week, I'm Foreign Secretary.
Oh, lovely. You're going round the cabinet, are you? That's nice.
No, I'm not going to run a cabinet. No. No, I can't even put anything up from IKEA. Then neither can Willie.
Really?
Oh, it's his arthritis, Mr. Simmons. It is.
It must be terrible if he can't put something up.
Oh, no, Willie has trouble getting it up from IKEA. Yeah. He really does.
Yeah, right.
Well, anyway, Mr. Simmons.
I've got to get on with this show.
Poetry.
Yes, it's bad poetry day today.
Oh, I'm lousy at poetry.
Are you?
Oh, listen.
Are you a poet?
Roses are red.
Yeah.
Violets are blue.
Yeah.
I'm not good at poetry. Microwave.
Yeah, it's more of a blank verse option there, like you've gone for. I like it. Thanks for that, Winnie. But it's my one-hit wonder special tonight.
Oh, I love a one-hit wonder.
And I'm counting down the top 20 UK biggest-selling one-hit wonders.
What's at number 20, Mr. Simmons? Well, intrigued me.
It's very appropriate for starting the show. I'm quite pleased. I'm hoping the listeners will do what the title of the song tells them to do.
Give me music to work by, dear.
What I want them to do is pump up the volume.
Oh, I love that song. Gets my blood going.
Do you know the band name?
Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume.
Yeah. Pump that bass.
Yeah.
Is it Mars?
It is.
I like a Mars bar.
Mars a day helps you work, rest and play.
Yes, it does, but we don't advertise those things here,
no,
Mr. Simmons.
Other options are available.
Exactly.
Thanks, Winnie. Right.
Bye.
Let's pump up the volume.
Pump up the volume.
volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, dance.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this. One Hit Wonders special, counting down the biggest selling 20 One Hit Wonders in the UK. Mars there with Pump Up the Volume was at number 20, selling over 250,000 copies in the UK. And there's quite an eclectic mix of tracks you're going to hear tonight. Obviously, I'm going to try and squeeze in all the regular features as well. We will have an impossible question. There will be the opportunity to be my legend of the week, number 129. It could happen to you this evening. We will get a hotly contested poll running and even squeeze in some celebrity birthdays a bit later in the show as well. So, as ever, thanks so much for being here, for sharing part of your evening with us here on Phoenix FM, and in particular, the show that goes like this. So we've started with number 20. As ever with these countdowns, I'm going to keep it a bit shorter from me in between each one, so I managed to fit in all the tracks. What's coming up at number 19? An absolute classic One Hit Wonder. I have asked on social media people to guess the top five. When I worked out the top five actual biggest selling UK singles, I was very surprised. When you realise what the top five are, they will not be what you expect. There are classic one-hit wonder songs everyone thinks about, and really none of them are in the top five. Here's one that everybody knows. He doesn't like being a one-hit wonder. That's what Ian Lee said at the end of Drive Time, but I think he has to face up to facts. He is. Here's Chesney.
XFM.
What a great track. Whether he likes it or not, Chesney Hawkes will always be remembered for that. The one and only has made it to 19 on tonight's countdown. Remember, these are the biggest selling singles in the UK that are recognised as one-hit wonders. And the one and only sold 350,000 copies. It's a bit harsh, really, because there's no actual way of knowing definitively how many things have sold exact amounts, because nowadays you get downloads and streams that count towards the charts, and obviously when a lot of these tracks originally came out, you didn't have that. So none of these have been adjusted, thinking about modern day technology and how we count the charts right now. And also there will be some consternation from some of the listeners as to whether someone's really a one-hit wonder, or hang on, Chesney Hawkes got to number 27 with his third single after that. Or so technically, to technically be a one-hit wonder, you have to have only got in the charts in the top 40 with one track. And I've kind of, well, let's just say fudged the rules a little bit to allow for some tracks which are only associated with one band and you can't think of anything else they've done to squeeze into this countdown. And well, we're going to go straight to number 18, and we're already talking about something that's sold 400,000 copies now. There's some really great tracks you're going to hear tonight. I heartily advise you to listen to the whole programme. Stick with it for the whole 2 hours. If you're here at the beginning, that's wonderful. If you're still here at the end, well, you could be Legend of the Week. I'll let you know what you have to do to be that a little bit later on. But here we go then, with number 18 on the list. It's D-Light, and most definitely Groove is in the Heart.
FM.
Bit of D-Light there, and Groove is in the Heart. 400,000 copies sold makes it to number 18 on this countdown tonight. Now, I did promise to let you know what you need to do to be my legend of the week for this week. Obviously, I usually set some kind of challenge. There have been photographic challenges in recent weeks, guessing challenges, but we are going to have Ben's Impossible Question as a separate guessing challenge tonight. So, for Legend of the Week, bearing in mind it is Bad Poetry Day today, I have asked my listeners on social media to send in examples. They don't have to be bad poems, you can try and do good ones, but send in examples of your own poetry. And I did say they can be only two lines that rhyme, or four lines, and remember, poems don't have to rhyme to be wonderful as well. So you can basically submit anything you like, but you have to comment under the correct post on my Facebook page. Remember, all this goes onto my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page and my Ben Simmons personal Facebook page as well. And to get us started, some of you lovely Legend listeners have already sent in examples of poetry. I'm not going to say whether they're good or bad. That's for me to work out a little bit later on when we think who's going to be the most legendary. But for example, I've had this from Melissa Stanton, which is brilliant. She said it was set for her as a piece of GCSE English homework back in 1987. We had to write a 1,000-word essay on this or another title, which I forget. I was the only one who chose this poem and managed to write 1,000 words, and here it is. Croft sits alone in a loft. He is soft. Now, I don't know what you can really say about that in 1,000 words, so I'm very well done to you, Melissa. I'd like to see the actual essay you submitted, if you still have it. That would be very interesting. But there you go. Croft sits alone in a loft. He is soft. You can't deny it's poetry. Anyway, yes, thank you to Melissa for submitting that. Some of my other listeners have also submitted things. Andrew Van Buren says, there once was a man called Fred who made boxes to bury the dead. He changed his position, became a magician. Now he's known as Van Buren instead. Fabulous. Bit of family history in there as well. So that was lovely work. And what else? This is a bit harsh but funny, from Barbara Ferry, regular contributor. Roses are red, violets are blue, a face like yours belongs in a zoo. Don't worry, I'll be there too, not in a cage, but laughing at you. There you go, thanks. All great stuff, and all eligible now, those people at least, to be my Legend of the Week. If you want to be it as well, you need to submit poetry. Get yourself onto social media, Ben Simmons, my personal page, or my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page. Find the post that says, today is Bad Poetry Day for tonight's Radio Gubbins. And I do like a use of the word gubbins. Comment below with any two or four line poem, can be about anything. And remember, you have to comment there to be officially eligible. Right, well, we're going to get back to the list, the countdown, the all-important countdown this evening, working out the top 20 selling one-hit wonder singles in the UK. And we've had some great examples so far. Mars with Pump Up the Volume. We've had Chesney Hawkes, of course, with the classic The One and Only. And we've also had D-Light with Groove is in the Heart. So we're now on to number 17, and maybe a forgotten song, really, but you'll remember it when you hear it. It's Whitetown, It's Your Woman.
Yeah.
Phoenix FM.
The Great White Town with Your Woman there. I seem to remember that was kind of mid to late 90s, wasn't it, I think? And it was one of the first tracks that was reported to be first conceived and recorded in the artist's bedroom, I think. He released that from his bedroom. White Town and Your Woman went on to sell 402, to be very specific, 1,000 copies. Not just 402, that would be rubbish. 402,000 copies in the UK. And never really did anything else, White Town, did he? But there you go. That was Your Woman. Right, I'm going to get into the next track quite quickly so that I don't run out of time later on. An awful lot to squeeze into the show that goes like this, as ever. There will be hotly contested polls coming up. Tell you what, as a bit of a fun fact, I'm happy to share with you, I have got a studio guest who's not going to come onto the microphone, really, as of yet. But the Ben's Impossible Question tonight relates to my studio guest, which is rather exciting. But anyway, let's play track number 16 on this countdown tonight. You know when you get a shirt and you wear it and you kind of think, this shirt, it makes me feel the exact kind of sexiness that I should feel for this shirt. That's brilliant, isn't it? But what about when you get a shirt and then you think, nope, I'm too sexy for it? Well, this song, Right Said Fred, deal with that dilemma.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now that's caused some issues, even in the studio with my studio guest who's not coming onto the microphone, who says, Right Said Fred shouldn't be a one-hit wonder, which to be fair, I can understand. We've already talked about Deeply Dippy, and then I know they released a track called Wonder Man, I think both of which made it into the charts, and Deeply Dippy was relatively successful as well. So I may have to apologise for that being in the list, but, you know, when people say Right Said Fred, you instantly think of I'm Too Sexy, don't you? So that's how I'm tenuously getting away with it. it. Let me tell you a little bit about my studio guest, though. He is the legendary Martin Hill, who was on the telephone on this show around about a month or so ago, possibly 6 weeks ago. And he's come in just to basically laugh and point at me, which is wonderful. And give moral support and question my choices for the One Hit Wonder Countdown, which is what every radio presenter needs. But I did say Ben's impossible question would relate to my studio guest. I'm going to play one more track on the countdown, and then I will share with you the criteria for Ben's impossible question. And it really is quite difficult this evening, that's all I'm going to say, unless you happen to be listening and happen to have prior knowledge of Martin Hill. So those of you that have that are in with a slightly better chance. Anyway, let's get to song number 15 on this countdown tonight. Oh, I didn't say. Right Said Fred sold 420,000 copies in the UK of I'm Too Sexy. So that was number 16. On to number 15, and I'm quite happy, as is Tony Basil, to take the mickey.
City Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and that was Tony Basil there with the classic Mickey that made it to number 15 on the countdown, whether Right Said Fred should have been there or not. I think we can all move past that now. But yes, Mickey and Tony Basil sold over 500,000 copies in the UK. So yeah, only made it to number 15 though. Like I said, there is the facility on my Facebook profile to guess any of the contenders in the top five of this one-hit wonder countdown. I was pretty surprised with two or three of them. Apparently Martin Hill, my studio guest this evening, wasn't surprised. He was able to predict some of them, so kudos to him. And I did say about Ben's impossible question this evening, relating to my studio guest as well. Let's get the official jingle on, and then I will tell you what it's all about.
Not true.
So, here we go then. Yes, Ben's impossible question this evening. I said you might have a slight advantage if you know Martin Hill. Martin Hill is a good friend of mine. We've worked together on shows. We've worked together in other capacities as well, in a sales kind of capacity. And he is a very funny man. But very few people, other than his family and his close personal friends, know how old Martin Hill is. So for Ben's impossible question this evening, I am asking you to tell me Martin Hill's age. However, just to make it that bit more impossible, I appreciate many of you have no idea who Martin Hill is and don't know about this person whatsoever, but you have to guess his age in months. Don't want your answer in years, I want your answer in months. How old is Martin Hill in months? It's not meant to be easy. It's called Ben's Impossible Question. You might as well just have a guess. There is now a post on my Facebook profile which says, for tonight's impossible question, my studio guest is Martin Hill. Guess how old Martin is in months. Comment below. And if you're listening to the show, if you've made that extra effort, you're not just following my Facebook profile anyway, if you listen to the show, you will get clues. And the clues I'm prepared to give, you may have some idea of how old I am. Obviously, Martin Hill, who is a peer of mine, is not going to be a million miles away from my age. He's not going to be exactly the same age as me, but that's the first clue I'm going to give you this evening. He's not completely ridiculously older or younger than me. So, remember, I need your answer in months. And we're not going to reveal the answer for quite a while, but get your guesses in on the post on my Facebook profile for tonight's impossible question. How old is Martin Hill in months? You have to comment on the relevant post on Facebook. Let's keep the countdown going then. We're getting to number 14 on the list now. 100 red balloons are lovely. 98 red balloons are weird. 99 red balloons are perfect.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got, set them free at the break of dawn, till one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99
Nena and 99 Red Balloons there, then another one that sold over 500,000 copies in the UK, number 14 on this list. And a few people have suggested guesses for Martin Hill's age in months, which is lovely to see. I haven't got a hotly contested poll running at the moment, have I? I'm going to try and do something about that during the next couple of tracks as well. And lots of you are still sending in examples of bad poetry, which is wonderful. Well, I say bad poetry, examples of poetry. It's harsh to just assume they're all bad. A lot of people have gone for what I can only describe as risque examples, where you start reading them out and then you regret asking people to send in poetry. But without being rude, let me find some examples of what I'm talking about. There was one from... oh, no, that's not rude. That's just vaguely amusing. Peter Tyler says, I eat my peas with honey. I've done it all my life. It makes the peas taste funny, but it keeps them on my knife. He has credited it to Ogden Nash. It's not his own. And I do remember hearing that many years ago, but it's amusing nonetheless. What about this? There's more examples from... Oh, Bobo Roberts loves a bit of the lyrics in a Madness track. He says, it's got to be, I like driving in my car, it's not quite a Jaguar. You like that, do you, Bobo? Yeah, thanks for sending that in. Here's a good one, a little bit naughty. He's admitted to that. Pat Nearney in Norfolk has sent in this. Lydia, Lydia, get rid of your chlamydia. There isn't a fellow who would ever consider you. Nice. It's a bit tenuous there at the end, but I like it. Andy Onion, clearly inspired by Ian Lee earlier on, says, roses are red, violets are blue, this poem doesn't rhyme, hamster. Very good, very good. Scott D, just the one line, he hasn't even bothered finishing it. There once was a girl from Nantucket. Yeah, let's not go there, Scott. Thanks for sending that in. Jed Gleason on the Isle of Wight says, Mary had a little bike, she rode it round the grass. Every time the wheel went round, a spike went up her arm, which caused her to wobble and fall off. There's a theme like that now permeating the show. Eddie Bushell sends in, the boy stood on the burning deck eating red-hot scallops. One fell down his trouser leg and burnt him on the ankle. Yes, all good efforts. I'm going to stop there while we all come to terms with what we just heard on the airwaves over the last few minutes. It's the show that goes like this. We're very glad to have you along here from 6 till 8 on a Tuesday evening, but shared on social media and on our blog pages from the following day. You can tune in at your leisure on the catch-up service, and now on all the catch-up services you can download our shows as well to your own devices and listen to them really at your own leisure, which is marvellous. Remember, if you have a smart speaker as well, you can just ask it to play Phoenix FM and it'll only go and do it. Absolutely brilliant. Let's keep the countdown going. Number 13 on the list now. What could it possibly be? Well, something you have to do on the left hand side every time. It's past the duchy.
This generation rules the nation with version. Use the algebra, full down, low. Sounds to really make you rub and scrub.
Chip on the left hand side, pass the Dutchy on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and run.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me jump and run.
It was a cool and lonely breezy afternoon.
How does it feel when you got no food?
I could feel it 'cause it was the month of June.
How does it feel when you got no food?
So I left my gate and went out for a walk.
How does it feel when you got
as I passed the dreadlocks camp, I heard them say,
how does it feel when you got no food?
Pass the Dutchy on the left hand side.
I said,
pass the Dutchy on the left hand side. It's a go bun.
Give me the music, man.
person was there in swing.
How does it feel when you got no food?
I could feel the chill as I seen and heard them sing.
How does it feel when you got no food?
Pass the dochi on the left hand side.
I said,
pass the dochi on the left hand side. Come up on.
Give me the music, make me jump.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Musical Youth with Pass the Dutchie. Don't do it on the right-hand side, that'd be awful. That sold 525,000 copies in the UK and has made it to number 13 on the list. Hotly contested poll coming up after the next track, which is number 12 on the list. Surely popular. Everybody knows this one. Everybody loves it, don't they? Kung Fu and fighting, who doesn't love that? Carl Douglas.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them down. It's an ancient Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip, and a kicking from the hip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. Yeah, yeah. But they fought with expert timing. There was Funky Billy Chin and Little Sammy Chong. He said, and here comes the big boss. Hey, hey. Let's get it on. We took the bow and made a stand. Started swaying with the hand. A sudden motion made me skip. Now we're into a brand new trip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they did it with expert timing. Oh, yeah.
Oh, 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 oh.
Phoenix FM.
I love this. We have had quite a few guesses now for Martin Hill's age in months. And Martin Hill himself has posted, I am Sidekick Simon today, which is fabulous for Alan Partridge fans. And there's an excellent picture on Facebook. If you want to see it, go to my Facebook profile. And in particular, the post that mentions Ben's impossible question. Remember, if you want to have a guess, Martin Hill is visiting the studio tonight. Guess how old Martin is in months. I said I'd give you clues throughout the show. And yes, he's not a million miles away from my age. But bearing in mind, if you were listening to the end of the Drive Time show, I did reveal my exact age to Ian Lee. I'm not going to do that during this show because it would make it a bit easier. But I think it's fair to say, although he's close to my age, he's not within 2 or 3 years. That's the next clue you get for Martin Hill's age in months. Good luck guessing. Somebody has claimed to know when his birthday is on social media. That doesn't help her know how old he is, though. So there you go. I guess those of you with a knowledge of Martin Hill can try and attempt some research. Those of you who have access to public records and want to try and get hold of his birth certificate, maybe you can do that as well. Let's get another track on as we approach the second hour of the show that goes like this. I can't believe it's going very quickly as ever. And now it's time to get halfway through our countdown with song number 11. And really, it's incredible this. It was a one-hit wonder first time round. It's been covered and been a one-hit wonder for other people as well. Here's the original, Spirit in the Sky. It's Norman Greenbaum.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The classic Spirit in the Sky from Norman Greenbaum there, which sold 550,000 copies in the UK. And I said it wasn't just a one-hit wonder for him. I think it's been redone twice. Lastly, by Gareth Gates and the Kumars, which was a charity single, I think, either for Children in Need or Comic Relief one year. But obviously, Gareth Gates has had other hits, but not with the Kumars. So technically counts as a one-hit wonder for them as well. Spirit in the Sky, a great track, I'm sure you'll agree. Well, we're over halfway in our countdown. I'll just recap 20 to 11. We had Mars with Pump Up the Volume, Chesney Hawks, the one and only, at 19, D-Lights Groovers in the Heart at 18, White Town and Your Woman at 17, Right Said Fred and I'm Too Sexy at 16, which has caused some issues, but we're moving on. Tony Basil and Mickey at 15, Nena's 99 Red Balloons at 14, Musical Youth Passing the Duchy at 13, Carl Douglas Kung Fu Fighting at 12, and Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky at 11. What could be number 10 then? Remember I said I found the top 5 surprising. I asked people to have a guess at examples of what might make it into the top 5. We'll go through some of those in a minute. But at number 10, a classic that I'm sure everyone will enjoy hearing, and maybe you don't consider with a one-hit wonder, It's the Buggles. Do you know what I'm going to say? Yes, Video Killed the Radio Star. Hope that doesn't happen tonight. Great track again, The Buggles with Video Killed the Radio Star. Now, I suddenly realised a dearth of comments. No, that means a lack, doesn't it? A plethora. Is that the opposite of a dearth? I'm not sure. Maybe it is now. Someone who's better at language than me can tell me for definite. But yeah, I don't know why I said dearth. A plethora of guesses have come in about who might make it into the top five of this One Hit Wonder special this evening. Now, I'm going to go through these quite quickly because we've still got all the rest of the tracks to squeeze in, the top nine. But this is going to cause problems for Nick Murphy because he said, obviously, Europe will be in it with the final countdown. All I'm going to tell you, Nick, is they're not in the rest of this programme. They haven't made it into the top nine. Who else has suggested things? I'm not going to say that because that might well have made it. Oh, no, controversially, it didn't. Bobo Roberts has said, It's Raining Men by the Weather Girls, surely. Hasn't made it into the top five. I'm sorry. Alan Wilkinson says, Band of Gold, Frida Payne. No, that hasn't made it in. My mum says, Bob the Builder. Did that make it in? No, not to the top five. And I think Bob the Builder had more than one hit, actually, outrageously, voiced by the brilliant Neil Morrissey. Stefan Flack says, Take My Breath Away from Berlin and Fat Larry's Band with Zoom. Also, he's weighed in with Torn by Natalie Imbruglia and Eagle Eye Cherry's Save Tonight. Great options, great guesses, but... And also Deep Blue Something, Breakfast at Tiffany's. They haven't made it into the top five. Daniel Perry says Holly Valance and Kiss Kiss also not made it through. What else have we got? Alex Kafikzoglu says Joe Dolce, Shut Up Your Face. That famously kept Ultravox's Vienna off of number one, didn't it? But hasn't made it into this list tonight. And Johnny Gosling says a song I always like. Those of you who know me know I like cheesy pop. Eiffel 65 and Blue. Yes, great example. That hasn't made it in. Lindsay Cardi says Butterfly Crazy Town. Also not in the list. I said you'd be surprised. Eddie Bushell says Come On Eileen and Dex's Midnight Runners. If I've missed you out and you know that you've commented, then maybe your suggestion has made it into the list. Dave Bourne says Audley Harrison. That's lateral thinking there. That's a totally different kind of one-hit wonder. He never really did had a successful pro career, did he? He was good in the Olympics. But yeah, thanks for that, Dave. Right, let's move on. Let's move on to track number nine in the countdown. I'm sure you'll all want to do the dance at home. Or maybe you'll be so sick of it, you'll really, really regret me playing this. It's time to get those arms ready. Here it comes. Let's Macarena, everybody.
Alegría, Macarena, Macarena. Dale a tu cuerpo Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, Macarena. Ay, Macarena tiene un novio que se llama, de apellido Vitorino. En la jura de bandera del muchacho se la dio con dos amigos. Ay, Macarena tiene un novio que se llama, de apellido Vitorino. Y en la jura de bandera del muchacho se la dio con dos amigos. Ay, dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, Macarena. Ay, dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Macarena, hey, Macarena. Ay. Ay. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, hey, Macarena. Ay. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, Macarena. Ay, dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, Macarena. Ay, dale a tu cuerpo alegría.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Absolutely. This is the show that goes like this. One Hit Wonder Special, counting down the top 20 biggest selling One Hit Wonder tracks in the UK. Not in the US, just in the UK. Important distinction to be made there. And yes, some of them are questionably One Hit Wonders, but I have squeezed some in that maybe the artist had other hits, but they're just a song you instantly associate with that artist and you can't think of any others. But anyway, we have now got to number 8 on the list, which is about to come. That was The Macarena by Los Del Rio, which sold 600,000 copies in the studio. And I tell you, it's going to be very close with Ben's impossible question this evening, guessing my studio non-speaking guest Martin Hill's age. I'm going to see if I can coerce him to speak later on, but he's showing no desire at the moment to get in front of a microphone. But anyway, yes, got to guess his age. Not simply, you've got to guess his age in months. Many people have sent guesses in. Remember, to be truly eligible to answer and win Ben's impossible question, or be the closest, you have to only have one guess. Yeah, it's much easier if you go, oh, I've guessed that, they've guessed that, I'm going to guess lower than them, I'm going to guess higher than them. You can only have one guess. If you've had multiple guesses, I'm only going to accept your first. Yes, we're harsh like that on the show that goes like this. Very strict rules for a non-tangible prize competition that means very little. But I know you're all desperate to know Martin Hill's age. In around about 40 minutes, you'll all know it, if you've tuned in and bothered to listen. So that's marvellous. Let's get to number 8 on the list. I think a surprising song to be in the top 10. You'll remember it, but you don't instantly think of it when you think of One Hit Wonders. It's the New Radicals. It's all about karma, really, isn't it? You get what you give.
Mix FM.
There you go, a said surprising entry there. The New Radicals, You Only Get What You Give, number 8 on the list. 605,000 copies sold in the UK. We're getting to big numbers of sales now, and I said surprises. Maybe the next couple, not that surprising and quite good to listen to. I said a very varied mix of tracks on this show tonight as well. I'm quite pleased about that. Just randomly happens by counting down 20 big-selling one-hit wonders. Now, what about some of your suggestions on social media that haven't made it into this list? Some of them I am upset on your behalf. For instance, Rachel Willett says Tiffany, and I think we're alone now. Great suggestion, not in the rest of the countdown. Mark Strake has come up with an awful lot of suggestions. He did do Pump Up the Volume, which was number 20 right at the beginning, and a great one, Mr. Wazzo and Flat Beat. I remember that. That was in a Levi's advert, wasn't it, with Flat Eric. I remember that back in the 90s. Pam Walder says, Yes Sir, I Can Boogie by Bacara. She's commented about it. You'll have to go on Facebook to read her comment. I'm not reading that on the airwaves, Pam, but thanks very much for sending that in. And then Paul Milton says, The Birdie Song by The Tweets. What a great track, but not in this list. And then Jodie Young, clearly just commenting a lot, not listening live to the show. I hope you listen to it on catch-up, Jodie. She's put Chesney Hawkes, The One and Only. Yes, we've already had that. Come on, pay attention. If you're here actually tuned in live, then, you know, you get much more of an experience, I think. You get much more interactive with it all. It's fabulous that people bother to send in and bother to comment in the correct places, bother to have a go at answering everything. Now, for Legend of the Week tonight, we've got your examples of bad poetry, or your examples of poetry, good and bad, and we'll look at some of those again in a minute. But something we haven't done that I wanted to squeeze in, as well as the remainder of the tracks and everything else, is some celebrity birthdays. So should we do that now? Go on, then. So, who was born today? Singer Mika is 37 today. Broadcaster Victoria Corrin Mitchell is 48. Boris Johnson's dad, Stanley Johnson, he was on I'm a Celebrity, wasn't he? He's 80 today. Newsreader Hugh Edwards is 59. The star of my favourite TV show at the moment, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Andy Samberg, is 42. Actor Christian Slater is 51. So is Edward Norton, another movie actor. Robert Redford is 84 today. And only known to variety theatre goers in the UK, quite possibly, but a brilliant lady, Hilary O'Neill, a hilarious comedian and impressionist, is celebrating a significant birthday today. I've met her numerous times. I did have a bit of a crush on her when I was about 10, but I'd just like to wish her an extremely happy birthday. And Patrick Swayze, had he would survived, it was his birthday too, he would have been 68. That's incredible, isn't it? Those are the birthdays today. If it's your birthday as well, we wish you very many happy returns from all of us here at Phoenix FM. So there we go, we have managed to squeeze in celebrity birthdays. I've got to keep the tracks coming though, or we could struggle towards the end of the show. We've got to decide Legend of the Week, we've got to give the answer to Ben's impossible question. As ever, it's literally all happening. I'm going to try and read out some more examples of your poems as well. Now, here, again, a debatable one-hit wonder, because they have had other tracks that people may be able to recognise and remember, but this has got to be the one you always associate with the Proclaimers. Get ready to walk a long way.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets strong next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to meet a man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. And I'm watching, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be
you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream. I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the Proclaimers at number 7 on this countdown. I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles. The actual title of that song is I'm Gonna Be brackets 500 Miles close brackets. I don't think you have to say brackets and close brackets, but there you go. And that sold an incredible 620,000 copies in the UK. Apologies to some people who've sent in some messages. I haven't been manning one of my methods throughout the show completely effectively. So on WhatsApp, some people have sent things in. Regular contributor Ron Wilmot has said, my sister made a record. We called her One Hit Wonder. Brilliant. Great pun there from Ron Wilmot. I'm guessing that's not true. Thanks very much for that. And then Dave Edgar has sent in this. I juggle with bottles of gin. That's a spirit in the sky. Well, you have to throw them very high, Dave. That's all I'm going to say. Obviously, that was more relevant just after I played Spirit in the Sky quite a few tracks ago. So thanks for that. And then Tom Bolton sends in a good idea, actually, I might work on in the future. Can you one week play records by people who had the most hits without ever having a number one? That is a good idea. That would involve even more extensive research, Tom. So thanks for lumbering me with that. Absolutely brilliant. Right, we're into the top six now, or it's what some people call the nitty-gritty of this countdown. I said you'd be surprised. I was very surprised at the ones that were right up there. Is anyone surprised at number six? I think Martin Hill was excited to know this one was in the countdown. I remember trying to learn the lyrics to this and be really cool when I was at school. There isn't much rap in this countdown of one-hit wonders, but here we go. It's time to think about Ice Ice Baby and Vanilla.
VIP, let's kick it.
Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby.
All right, stop, collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance, crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kid, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. The point, no faking. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon. Burning them, getting quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped-up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo. Rolling, in my 5.0, put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girlie's on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove, I kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A. Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine.
Ready
for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shell.
Falling
on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all. I don't mean if there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Rhymes you can vision and feel. Conducted in form, this is a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you want us to print this. Shape plays on a fade, slice like a ninja, cut like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say, damn, a rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized by the mic while I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it. Get out of here. Word to your mother.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the One Hit Wonder Countdown. We've got to number six there with Vanilla Ice's classic Ice Ice Baby, selling 630,000 copies in the UK. But no, not one of the top five. What about some of your examples of poetry that you've been very kind to send in on social media? Some I've left out and I just thought were worthy of being mentioned a little bit later on in the show. This is a really interesting post that's been sent by my uncle and auntie in Louth in Lincolnshire, and my uncle Alan has sent, I went to the pictures tomorrow, I took a front seat at the back, I fell from the pit to the gallery and broke the front side of my back. And he says, your grandmother used to recite this. That's quite wacky, but I like it. Excellent. So thank you so much for sharing. Then there are a lot of suggestive poems sent in by people, none more so than this from Paul Milton. Mary had a little lamb, she also had a duck. She put them on the mantelpiece to see if they would get along. Lovely effort, thanks very much. And Bruce Stratton sends this in. Here lies a wood within a wood, one wood within another. One of these woods is very good, we cannot praise the other. That is Edward Lear, and he has given the quote there to Edward Lear, so thanks, Bruce. Well, I've got to decide which one of those is the most hilarious and most deserving of a Legend of the Week award. If you haven't sent in a poem and you still want to do so, you've only got about 15-20 minutes to do it before I have to bestow the Legend of the Week. So find the relevant place on my Facebook profile. It's got a white background and says today is Bad Poetry Day. You have to come comment beneath that. Lots of one hit wonder ideas have come in from loads of you, thanks for that. And also people still intently having guesses at my studio non-speaking guest Martin Hill's age, and some of you are pretty close. That's all I'm going to say. No one's dead on yet. Whether anyone wants to have another go and get dead on, obviously remember you'll have to delete any previous guesses if you want to change your guess. Only one guess per person allowed. We're being strict like that on the show that goes like this. And I said you'd get clues throughout the show. If you've bothered to actually tune in and hear it live, you know he's not a million miles away from my age, but I've told you it's not within 2 or 3 years of my age. You have to know my age for that, though. Another clue I can give you is Martin Hill and I were born in different decades. I was born in the 70s and he's younger than me. That's your last clue. I was born in the 70s, he's younger than me. Will he even come on the microphone to tell everyone his exact age later on? That's something exciting to look forward to, isn't it? Right, top five countdown. Let's get into it then. Surprising at number five, remember, biggest selling one-hit wonders in the UK. Did anybody think of this? I don't think it's been suggested at all. It's Rednecks. It's Cotton Eye Joe from the mid-90s.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
How are there only 20 minutes left of this show tonight? It is veritably flying by once again. I'll ask Martin Hill if it's flying by for him as well. Is it?
Yeah.
You may have heard there, he didn't want to speak on the mic and it may have come across the airwaves, that little, yep, from Martin Hill, but it's flying by. Good to know it's flying by for someone who isn't me as well. So hopefully it is for you guys as well. It's always good when you're having fun. I'm going to get on to the next few tracks quite quickly. I just want to say that another regular contributor to the show, Maria on the Isle of Wight, has sent in some guesses of what might make it to the top five. She said the Ketchup song as one of them. Surprisingly didn't make it. I know what you were thinking though. Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You. Great suggestion, but again, hasn't made it in. She did guess Rednecks. And she did guess the next track as well. So well done to Maria on the Isle of Wight, because at number four on this countdown, did I say Redneck sold 650,000 copies? The next one sold 760,000 copies in the UK. Incredible. And it's got a very weird title. I remember trying to learn the lyrics to this and then realising you can pretty much just do what you want. That's what these brothers did when they tried to write this song, I'm guessing. It's Hanson and it's Mbop. Going to keep the tracks coming quite quickly as Hanson leave us there with Mbop. Otherwise, I won't be able to fit them all in before I go off the air and give you the answer to the impossible question and tell you who's Legend of the Week. So, that was number four, Hanson, with 760,000 copies. What's at number three? The first track to have sold over a million in the UK. 1,020,000 sales for Lou Bega and Mambo, number five. He even introduces it well.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number five. One, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner.
corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bad you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fine, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your head to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
Phoenix FM.
Now then, we are getting pressed for time towards the end of the show that goes like this, so it's time to reveal the answer to Ben's impossible question. I'm not going to do the whole jingle because we'll run out of time, but Martin Hill, who wasn't going to speak on the mic, is now going to speak on the mic. Hello, Martin.
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Fabulous. Ooh, now, lots of... Sorry, I've made you a bit loud there. I've turned you down. Lots of people have guessed your age in months. Do you want to tell everybody how old you are in years? Do you know it in months?
I don't, actually.
Right, just tell me
I know
in
roughly.
Years.
I'm 38 years old.
And two young. Months.
And young.
And young, and absolutely. Months, yeah. A lot of people guessed higher. Carolina Simmons went for 540 months. Rachel Rullett went for 506.
Yeah. Well,
my dad, it. Yeah, my dad went for 461.
I thought he was going to win.
You wanted him to win, I think.
I did.
Paul Milton's gone for a bit lower, 435. Barbara Ferry went for 456. Dave Bourne's gone for 507. The correct answer is 455. So the winner of Ben's impossible question is Eddie Bushell. Eddie Bushell must be thrilled. Are you pleased for him, Martin?
I'm very pleased for him and for the whole community now knowing how old I am. That's brilliant, thanks.
It's marvellous. Well, thanks for being here this evening. Sadly, I've got to get into the next track. Do you remember, well, number two on the list, I think it was mid-90s, it was featured in a Levi's advert. Do you remember Babylon Zoo and Spaceman?
Do I remember it?
Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah, I do.
It starts off fast, gets really slow. Apparently, loads of people returned it because they were disappointed in the grungy, slow nature of it when it starts off better. See what you think. It's Babylon Zoo and Spaceman. Thanks, Martin. 38 years, 2 months.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, I'm into the nitty gritty now. It's time to sum up the show. It's time to work out who on earth could be Legend of the Week tonight. I asked you to send in examples of poetry. Today is Bad Poetry Day. Lots of you have sent in examples of excellent poetry. There are some questionable ones, and I couldn't give the winner to any of those suggestive suggestions because, you know, bit rude for a family station like this. And also, a lot of people sent in examples and then attributed them to other people, like an Edward Lear poem or something else that was Ogden Nash, I think, that somebody sent in. So I am giving the winning... Well, the winning submission is this. There once was a man called Fred who made boxes to bury the dead. He changed his position, became a magician. Now he's known as Van Buren instead. Huge congratulations to Legend of the Week, Andrew Van Buren. Yes, very well done to you. You can hold your head high, sir. For the next 7 days at least, a new Legend of the Week will be bestowed next week on this very show. Now then, I've got to recap the 10 to 2 on this list of one-hit wonders, bestsellers in the UK. At 10 were The Buggles, Video Killed the Radio Star. 9, Los Del Rio and Macarena. 8 are The New Radicals, You Only Get What You Give. 7, The Proclaimers, Walking 500 Miles. 6, Vanilla Ice's Ice Ice Baby. And then Rednecks, Cotton Eye Joe at 5. At 4, Hanson with Bop, bit of an earworm there. At 3, Lou Bega and Mambo No. 5. At 2, Babylon Zoo, and Spaceman. Well, Rob Harvey is coming up next with Synth City, so don't forget, keep it here, Phoenix 98 FM on your FM dial or phoenixfm.com. And what about this? Well, I was surprised this was at number one. My non-speaking, barely speaking studio guest Martin Hill wasn't surprised. He guessed it. And kudos to Daniel Perry as well on social media, who guessed this too. So to play us out, the biggest selling UK one-hit wonder, get ready to dance and spin round, it's Wigfield.
Didi na na na.
Saturday night, I feel the air is getting hot. Like you.